Report: George Santos allegedly took $3,000 from GoFundMe for disabled veterans dying service dog. By Paul Bois on January 18, 2023. Representative George Santos, RNY, allegedly took $3,000 from a GoFundMe intended to help a disabled veterans dying service dog, a report claims. The claimed incident occurred in 2016. According to a new report from Patch, when Santos ran his charity Friends of Pets United, FLPU. Disabled veteran Richard Osthoff, who was honorably discharged from the U.S. Navy in 2002, said that he met Santos, who then went by the name Anthony Devolder. When a veterinarian recommended his charity to help his service dog receive medical treatment after being diagnosed with a life-threatening stomach tumor. When Osthoff connected with Santos, he reportedly set up a GoFundMe page that raised the necessary $3,000 for the dog's needed surgery. According to Osthoff, he never saw the money and Santos repeatedly strung him along. Per the report, Osthoff's excitement changed to confusion when instead of scheduling the procedure, Santos told him that Osthoff couldn't use the NJ practice and instead insisted he'd bring Sapphire to a veterinarian in Queens, New York. In August, the vet tech drove Osthoff and Sapphire to that veterinary practice in Queens because Santos told him he had credit with the practice from regularly using it so often for his charity. It was a tiny little hole in the wall place, but looked legitimate. The vet there said they couldn't operate on the tumor. Osthoff said, adding that he was confused because the New Jersey vet didn't express any similar concerns. Shortly thereafter, Santos became elusive and difficult to contact. Later, when the two finally did talk on the phone, Santos told Osthoff that the funds would then be used to service other dogs in the charity because Osthoff did not do things Santos had allegedly ordered. Remember, it is our credibility that got GoFundMe to contribute. We are audited like every 501c3 and we are with the highest standards of integrity, Santos told Osthoff in a text. Sapphire is not a candidate for this surgery. The funds are moved to the next animal in need and we will make sure we use of resources, sick, to keep her comfortable. As the New York Times noted in its investigation revealing Santos lied about his resume as well as other alleged unsavory details about his past, the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, said it could not locate a record of any charity by the name of Friends of Pets United. In another text message, Santos said he would take Osthoff's dog, Sapphire, to an ultrasound at another veterinary clinic without him present. And you're sick. Not coming for the ride. FAPU will handle this from now on only with the animal. We do not drive people around nor do we give them rides. We transports animals in need, not needy owners, Santos texted Osthoff. Osthoff told Patch that Santos stopped picking up the phone after the conversation. He eventually had to panhandle money to afford his dog's euthanasia. Fortunately, he was able to get another service dog shortly after Sapphire's death. Little girl never left my side in 10 years. I went through two bouts of seriously considering suicide, but thinking about leaving her without me saved my life. I loved that dog so much, I inhaled her last breaths when I had her euthanized, he told Patch.